This is the Aviat Merli of the 17th of March 2024. Original date, the 12th of December 1998. Renounce the body consciousness of mine, and place your steps in the footsteps of Father Brahma. Today, Bapdada is seeing his Brahmin souls everywhere. To be a Brahmin means to be one born through the mouth of Brahma. Bapdada is very happy to see the fortune of every Brahmin child. As soon as a Brahmin child takes birth, a tilak of awareness is applied on the forehead of that one through Father Brahma himself. God himself makes you into one who has a tilak. As well as this, he enables each Brahmin soul to adopt a crown of light through the great mantra of purity. Together with this, he also makes each of you Brahmin souls into a world benefactor and enables you to wear a crown of responsibility. God himself sits you on his heart throne and makes you wear a double crown. As soon as you take birth, you become one who has a tilak, a crown, and a throne. No other soul throughout the whole cycle could have such great fortune. So are you Brahmins aware of your elevated fortune? Are you aware that as soon as you take Brahmin birth, you become so fortunate? People of the world have symbolized you Brahmins in the form of Sri Krishna. However, that tilak, crown and throne are the symbols of being a Rajkumar, a prince of that world. But he receives none of these in his childhood, whereas you Brahmins receive all three. It is only you Brahmins who have the fortune of receiving these three attainments from the Supreme Father. So Bapdada was seeing how great the star of fortune sparkling on each one's forehead is. Can you too see your star of fortune sparkling on yourself? Can you see it sparkling? Or is it that sometimes your star sparkles very well, but at other times the sparkle of that star reduces? This star of fortune is a unique star. So whenever Bapdada sees and meets you, he is pleased to see the star on each one's forehead sparkling. Why does the sparkle of the sparkling star reduce? All of you know the reason for this very well. When Bapdada looks at the charts of you children, he smiles. When any of you are asked what you want to become or what your aim is, the majority of you replies, "I want to become number one. I want to become part of the Sun Dynasty." None of you want to become the Moon Dynasty, King Rama or Sita. However, since your aim to become the number one Sun Dynasty, then according to your aim, you have to show the qualifications that are necessary for that aim. You children aim to become part of the Sun Dynasty. You aim to be constantly victorious. To be constantly victorious is a sign of a number one Sun Dynasty soul. The degrees of the sun never increase or decrease. The sun does rise and set, but its degrees never reduce like those of the Moon Dynasty. To be constant, stable, and constantly victorious is the sign of a Sun Dynasty soul. Those of the Moon Dynasty are called warriors. In a warrior life, there is sometimes victory and sometimes defeat. Sometimes they are the embodiments of success, and at other times they are embodiments of labouring. To battle means to labour. The degrees of those who are part of the Moon Dynasty are not constant. This is why you must make your qualifications equal to your aim. You have kept your aim of becoming equal to the Father. When each of you is asked what you want to become, you say, equal to the Father. So Baba is constantly the embodiment of easy victory. If you don't have a constant and stable stage, how would you become number one? Or will you be number wise? One is to claim number one, and the other is to be number wise. Therefore ask yourself, am I number one, or am I on the list of those who are number wise? To be number one means to follow Father Brahma. Bapdada is showing you an easy method. By following the Father, it takes less effort. The foot, that is, the footsteps of Brahma, is a sign of the footstep of every task. So it is easy to place your foot in his footsteps. You don't have to find a new path. You simply have to place your foot in his footsteps. Whatever task you carry out, whether it is creating thoughts in your mind, speaking words, or interacting with others, before carrying out that task, consider whether that act you are about to perform is equal to those of Father Brahma's acts. What was Father Brahma's thought? Is your thought in line with his thoughts? Is every word you speak equal to that spoken by Brahma? If it is not, then you mustn't do it. If it is not, then you mustn't think in that way, speak or do anything else in that way. Let the steps of you children not be different from the steps of Father Brahma. Otherwise, how would you fulfill your aim and reach your destination of becoming equal to the Father? When you constantly follow Brahma at every step, you will firstly experience yourself to be an easy effort maker, and secondly, experience the destination of perfection to be close. To become like Father Brahma means to reach your destination of perfection. So Father Brahma in the subtle region is invoking all of you to become perfect, subtle angels. Can you not hear the song of invocation, the sweet sound of the song that Father Brahma sings? Come, child, sweet children, come quickly. Can you not hear this melody and these words? Listen to Father Brahma's voice, catch it. Father Brahma says that you children are thinking about the year 1999 a great deal. You wonder what will happen, whether this will happen or that will happen, whether it will happen or not happen. You think a great deal that perhaps it may not happen. Sometimes you think it will happen, and at other times you think it will not happen. You constantly sing this song of will it happen or not. However, very few of you have the elevated thought of moving forward at a fast speed and reaching your angelic form or your complete and perfect form. What will happen? You sing this song of will it happen or not a great deal. The Father says, whatever happens, what is your aim? Is your aim to listen and see everything? Or is it to become an angel like Father Brahma? Have you made preparations for this? even if the elements do show their colour and form from time to time, are you children the ones who have aviat forms and who are equal to the Father, and so prepared to watch every scene of the elements? Have you become angels who are free from any effect of the upheaval of the elements? Are you busy making your stage ready, or are you busy thinking about what is going to happen? No matter what adverse situation appears in front of you, will you masters of the elements be set in your stage of being the masters? Or will you become upset and wonder what happened? Will you busy yourselves with the news of the scenes of this happened and that happened? Or will you remain stable in your stage of perfection and experience any adverse situation to be like a passing cloud? Therefore, Father Brahma is asking you children, have you become angels like me for all time? All of you children have to become aviat whilst living in your corporeal form. You would say Baba has become aviat, and you would ask to be made aviat like him. Father Brahma says, first of all, ask yourselves whether you have fulfilled the responsibility of the crown that the Father has placed on your heads, that is, the responsibility of world benefit. Have you world benefactors completed your task of world benefit? Father Brahma became aviat because he had to give you children the task of performing world benefit. He had to become free from all bondage and become an instrument to increase the speed of service. You can see the practical form of this everywhere. Both in this land and abroad, the speed of service has been increased by Aviat Brahma, and it will continue to increase. Father Brahma had to become the instrument to increase the speed of service. However, it is not Father Brahma alone who will claim a right to the kingdom. All of you children also have to claim the right to the kingdom with him. This is why you children in your corporeal forms have been made instruments in the corporeal world. However, at the end, all of you children will also have to become aviat angels from your corporeal forms. Therefore, you must increase the speed of service of performing world benefit and become perfect yourselves and bring about completion. Father Brahma asks you, should we have the completion in the year 1999? All the elements are ready and waiting for us to clap our hands and signal them. Have you become as double light as angels? Are at least 108 of you constantly victorious? Have you passed in not having any type of wasteful or negative thoughts, words and acts when in connection and relationships with everyone? The burden of anything wasteful or negative stops you from becoming double light angels all the time. So Father Brahma is asking you, have you become light angels who are free from burden? Have you underlined the word constantly? Only when at least 108 souls constantly experience an angelic life can it be said that they have become equal to Father Brahma. So the Father is asking, should he clap now? Or should he clap in the year 2000? Or the year 2001? When should he clap? What are you thinking about? That you will become this when Baba has clapped? Is it like this? What are you thinking about? That you will become this when Baba claps? What will happen? Should Baba clap? Speak. Are you ready? Should you be given a test paper? Baba is not going to accept just like that. Should Baba test you? Teachers, speak. Should Baba give you a test paper? You will have to leave everything. Those who are in Madaban will have to leave Madaban. Those who are in Gyan Sarova will have to leave Gyan Sarova. Those who are in the centres will have to leave their centres. And those who are abroad will have to leave those countries. You will have to leave everything. So are you ever ready? If you are ever ready, then clap your hands. Are you ever ready? Should Baba test you? Should Baba announce this tomorrow? It isn't that you will leave everything after you have returned home, is it? It shouldn't be that you say that you will put everything in order first. No, you will have to remain wherever you are. Are you ever ready? You won't have your workplace, your bed, your room, not even your cupboard. Don't say that you have a little work that you first have to finish in 2 days and then come back. No, an order is an order. Think before saying yes. Otherwise, Baba will issue an order tomorrow about where you have to go and where not to go. Should Baba issue this order? Are you ready? You are not saying yes with so much courage. You are thinking that it would be good if you had one more day, that this should not happen without me. This should not happen without me. You must not have these waste thoughts. When Father Brahma was transferred, did he think what will happen without him? Did he wonder whether everything would carry on or not? Did he think that he should give one direction? Did he give it? Did he give any directions? He gave a direction through his perfect stage, not through his words. Are you ready to such an extent that as soon as you receive the order, you are able to let go and are free? This is what Baba is going to do, and he is telling you now. There will be an order. You will not be asked anything. A date will not be fixed. Suddenly, the order will be given, come. This is known as being a double light angel. As soon as you receive the order, you fly. Just as there is the order of death, what do you think about your centre, your cupboard, your students or your area? Nowadays, there is a lot of disturbance about my area. Does a world benefactor have a limited area? You will have to renounce all of that. All of that is also arrogance of the body. To have awareness of your body is still not as serious as having ego of your body, which is very subtle. To have the consciousness of mind is called ego of the body. When you have any consciousness of mine, there will definitely be ego. It may be of your speciality that this is my speciality, my virtues, my service. This consciousness of mine is Prabhu Prasad, something offered to God and received by you. This is not yours. To consider prasad to be your own is body consciousness. To renounce this body consciousness means to become complete. This is why it is said An angel is one who has no arrogance of the body, no awareness of the body, and none of the different types of consciousness of the relationships of mind. An angel means that all limited relationships have ended. So what preparations are you going to make? Listen to the sound of Father Brahma with attention. He is invoking you. The Father says, it is very easy to beat the drums of completion. He can beat them whenever he wants. But at least 900,000 people should be prepared for the beginning of the Golden Age, even though they may be number-wise, because only a few will be number 1. There should be at least 108 who are number 1, 16,000 who are number 2, and 900,000 who are number 3. At least this many should be prepared. The kingdom has to be prepared. In the result, Bapdada saw that at present the form of Maya exists in the majority as negative or wasteful thinking. The stage of world benefactors is one of constant unlimited attitude and drishti, a stage of being unlimited. There should not be the slightest negative or wasteful feelings in your attitude towards any soul. To transform something negative is something different. However, those who have a negative attitude themselves cannot help others to transform their negativity into positivity. This is why each one of you needs to examine yourself in a subtle way and see that your attitude and vision towards all are always benevolent in an unlimited way. Other than benevolent feelings, let there not be any limited feelings, limited thoughts or words within yourself in a subtle way. Let anything that is merged within you in a subtle way will emerge and become visible at a particular time or when a problem arises. You might now constantly remain okay, but it will emerge at its particular time. You would then think, this one is like this anyway. This situation is like this. This person is like this. That person may well be like that. But is your stage filled with pure, unlimited feelings or not? Check your own mistake. Do you understand? Don't look at situations, look at yourself. That's all. In the year 1999, you must have the constant concern that your every step is being placed in Father Brahma's footsteps. All of you love Father Brahma, do you not? So you constantly follow the one you love. You have to become equal to the Father. Is this all right? Will all of you be ready in 1999? You still have 1 year. Don't think this happened or that happened. All of that will happen anyway. You have been told in advance that it will happen, but you also have to become an angel like the Father. Do you understand? You have to become this, do you not? Are you able to do this? Will you be ready in a year's time? Or will you be ready in half a year? Father Brahma is also invoking you for you to become perfect. Nature too is waiting for you. Become ever ready in 6 months. If not 6 months, do it in a year. Do not fluctuate. Remain unshakable. However, never let go of your aim. No matter what happens, you have to become equal to the Father. Even if a Brahmin tries to shake you or becomes an obstruction in your way, you still have to become equal to the Father. Do you like this advice? Bhaktara made everyone in the gathering raise their hands and had everyone's video and photograph taken. Bhaktara will send everyone this photograph. Here in this movie, someone can be missed out. But no one can be missed out in the movie of the subtle region. Acha. The father asks, can each of you become bodiless in a second? Now, become stable in the bodiless form in 1 second. Baba then conducted drill. Acha, you may now return to your bodies. Now become bodiless again. Throughout the whole day, if you only have a second, continue to practice this. Acha. To all of you most elevated Brahmin souls, to those who constantly place their feet in the footsteps of Father Brahma, to the obedient children who follow the Father, to those who remain constantly stable in the angelic stage, like Father Brahma, to the close souls who are becoming the masters of the elements and who observe every scene of nature as detached observers, to the unshakable and immovable souls, to those who constantly have an unlimited attitude and drishti, to the fortunate children, Bhaktada's love, remembrance and namaste. Special love and remembrance to all those in this land and abroad who are listening. Blessing. May you be ignorant of the knowledge of desire and stay in the happiness of your elevated fortune by remaining aware of your imperishable attainments. Just think what the fortune would be of someone whose father is the bestower of fortune himself. Constantly have the happiness that fortune is your birthright. Wah, my elevated fortune. Wah, the father, the bestower of fortune. Continue to sing this song and fly in happiness. You have received an imperishable treasure that will be with you for many births. No one can snatch it away or loot it from you. It is such great fortune that you have no desires. You found happiness of mind when you attained attainments. There is nothing lacking. So you have become ignorant of any knowledge of desire. Slogan: the time of performing sinful acts has passed, but wasteful thoughts and words still deceive you a lot. Om Shanti. Notice: today is the third Sunday, International World Meditation Day, and all Brahmin children have meditation from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Be stable in your incorporeal stage and experience limitless peace, love and purity. Concentrate your mind and intellect and stabilize yourself in the seed stage.